Zoe, what kind of dog is your little puppy there? A rat terrier. Thank you, Zoe. And Zoe wanted to teach her dog Groot to say things like, I am Groot. No, I'm just kidding.
On a cool Saturday morning at the Kodiak Baptist Mission, about a dozen children stand at attention in a pen typically reserved for horses and goats. At their feet are dogs of different breeds and colors, sitting at attention. Some look ahead intently at the two judges slowly pacing by, marking clipboards as they go, but others just smile unthinkingly, tongues lolling out of their heads as the gathering crowd looks on. 12-year-old Grayson Foreman stands next to the other kids with his dog Chester, a small Australian shepherd with a bright brown and white coat. Grayson says Chester needs a little time to get used to you.
Chester is nice once he gets to know you, but a lot of time if when he's at our house, he'll bark at a lot of strangers, so you have to get to know him before he actually becomes your friend.
It's Grayson's first time participating in the show. After he saw the 4-H show last year, he was dead set on participating. He's been training the 2-year-old Chester since he got him as a puppy. Grayson's mom, Kelly Foreman, says that in addition to the responsibility of caring for and training Chester, Grayson gets a lot out of the competition part of the show, too.
You get to the show part and you really like that good stress. You know, it's a good, safe environment to have some of the first stresses that a kid will have for the rest of their lives. They're going to have to be in front of people and talking, whether they want to or not.
Barbara Waskowiak, a leader with Kodiak 4-H, organized a weeks-long training program for the 4-H members and their dogs. She trained animals with 4-H as a kid and says that the benefits are immense.
Teaches them patience. Working with animals is a great gift and a great success to be able to train your dog to do what you want it to do. Also helps everybody in the family to have a good trained dog. Behaves well.
The dogs completed an agility course and a time test of who can sit the most still if their master walks away over a minute's long period. In the end, Jillian Corrin and her dog Spar took home first place. Kodiak 4-H has an upcoming livestock show and auction September 3rd at the Kodiak Fairgrounds. In Kodiak, I'm Dylan Simard.